For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I'm at a stage in my life where I'm having some not so pure thoughts.
Oh, Davo. God, now.
Yeah.
Late bloomer.
Late bloomer. early 30s. I'm a married man. I'm having risky thoughts. And I feel like if you're at this stage in your life and you're not having these risky thoughts, like, I'm just being honest.
Okay.
Everyone's hiding this. I think you're a liar if you're not maybe indulging in the forbidden fruit.
Okay. I mean, I've never been described as forbidden fruit before, but... and I mean, people are only human, so...
I think there comes a time in every man's life where they look back at a past love and they go, what could have been? What could have been with this past love?
What are we talking about here, Tim?
I'm thinking about playing footy again.
Oh. Okay.
Now, an old flame of mine used to play footy. I played footy for the majority of my life from when I was like 8 years old till I think 2019, right before COVID hit. And that was the last time I played full-time footy. Like, I played mostly reserves footy. I don't think they call it reserves anymore, development.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in Queensland, I was playing in the seniors. That was great fun. Got to like pre-COVID and I was like, I got a feeling the world's going to shut down. I'm going to stop playing footy. And that's what happened. And now here I am in my early 30s going, oh boy, wouldn't it be good to have a run around again?
I mean, I think you should do it. I'm looking for something to do on a Saturday morning, go to local footy.
I couldn't think of a worse thing for you to do is to come and watch me do a sport.
No, but it's not about watching you do the sport. It's about the social aspect of me getting out to a local football club for a reason to be there.
Well, I mean, you could get like a lot of footy clubs have like their footy netball clubs, so you could get in on the netty side. Did you ever play netty growing up?
I did a little bit,
yeah. So like, you know, you could be sitting there wing defence, you know, that seems like your position, Davo.
It actually was, yeah.
At least important on the court. I know. I don't know a lot about netball, but I know that that's the one. You get
all right, mate. You would be in the Div 12 resis and you know that, okay?
I don't think I'd even make Div 12.
Yeah.
I've been chatting with a mate. He used to coach a footy team. He lives in Armstrong Creek with me. Surf Coast Suns, they're entering the local footy comp next year and they're just looking for players. And it's so appealing. It's so appealing to make a slight comeback to footy.
But what's stopping you? Fear of being... bad at it? Or?
No, because I was pretty bad before. Okay. So I know where I'm at. I think I'd be less probably nervous. When I was like in my 20s, I got the ball. I got the ball. What am I going to do? Now it's like, oh, I don't want the ball. Get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm probably less chaotic. But also, I feel like I'd want to be treated VIP for weird reasons.
Okay.
Because I don't,
because you're from K-Rock?
No, because I can't be asked.
Yeah, okay.
I want to train once a week.
Okay.
If that. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I don't have the skill level to demand, like, oi, I'm one of the better players. I don't train. I just rock up and I play. And it's like, no, we finish work at 6 o'clock. To get to, you know, down to Torquay, getting there at 6:30. Like, just let me do it once. Just one week, once a week.
Crazy for a married man with a child to be fearful of commitment.
But it's commitment on top of this job, of my family. And back when I was playing football last, I wasn't married. I was like, I don't even know if I was engaged. I just had a girlfriend, yeah. No kid. The dog was pretty chill. Now it's a different situation. My VIP treatment would be like, I don't have to train. I am very selective of when I want to play because I don't want to commit to 16 Saturdays in a row.
Yep.
I want to play 4 games at my exact choosing. So I go, all right, if it's Friday night, nothing on tomorrow, call the coach. Put me in, and then they have to put me in.
So, I mean, how are we getting the VIP status? Are you saying I've got Sean Manor on speed dial?
No.
Are you saying I work at the Cats?
No.
I work at K-Rock,
no.
So I am a celebrity player.
It's not a celebrity player. I just don't want to have to do the lot. I can't do the lot.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I don't want to do the lot.
I get it.
I want to just be able to play 4 games of football next year without any questions, without all the preseason, without all the work, Davo.
I wonder if there's a Div 12 resis for Div 12 resis, and then you could get into that section of it.
Well, if you got a Friday night team, something like that with low commitment, I don't want to do indoor footy. It takes it away from me. I want to do outdoor footy.
Barely wants to touch the ball.
Yeah. Chuck me in the back pocket. That's all I need. I'll take kickouts. Thank you very much. But yeah, it's a risky thought, I know. But I needed to get it off my chest. So now it's done.
Tim and Davo.
Davo, VCE exams officially got underway today. English exam to kick everything off. A lot of people across Geelong, they're young ones, or if you're listening and you've had it, good on you. It's a stressful time of life.
Oh, mate, it was such a stressful time in my life. I remember right before year 12 exams, how nervous I was and how much I was cramming for every single one.
Yeah, so we are cramming alongside all of the year 11, 12 students across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Ava is our examinator from the newsroom. She comes in here every day. Hello, Ava.
Hello, examinator.
And we go through some of the different exams and we cram for them. There's a couple today, yeah. But music composition is an exam that's taking place tomorrow. So we're cramming the day beforehand.
Yeah, just helping everybody, you know, setting the tone, inspiring students across along the Surf Coast.
So what we're going to do, you gave us some homework when we got in today, Ava, and essentially it was just...
Serenade me.
Ava. So essentially the only thing that you and I musically have in common, Davo, is that we... know how to play the guitar, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
You know how to play more than me. From from the 30 seconds I saw you use it, I went, oh, God, she knows a bit more than me.
Well, I think I learned guitar when I was a kid in primary school.
Same, I was in the guitar choir.
And I only sort of got to the point where I can strum to sing along with, because I do like to have a little, I've got a song in my heart that I like to whip out when I'm by myself.
That is gorgeous.
So you're just composing love.
Yeah, kind of. I play along for me to sing, but I wouldn't say I'm a guitarist or anything
that. Neither. Yeah, I learned how to play Time of Your Life by Green Day.
Brilliant.
And then I don't know what chords they are, except for G5. That's how you start that, Bishop.
Hell yeah.
But then, but other than that, I don't know what the chords I'm doing. So I thought we could just both play a little bit of what we know and then Ava can judge us on that.
How wonderful. Yeah. Our listeners are so lucky.
They are super lucky. So here's something I prepared a little bit earlier. Now, I'm just going to quickly go through the few things that I know. So I'm going to start off simple. So this is, I believe, Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Oh.
What?
Here we go.
All good? Wait, no.
I'm not going to break into song.
Yep, all right.
That was very impressive.
That was a bit of that. And then Time of Your Life. I don't have a pick and I bit my fingernails this morning, so I'll use my pen lid. We're in a bit of a jam. All right, here we go. And I'll stop there.
Yep.
And then this is my personal favourite, and I think I'm not even going to have to tell you what it is because you'll know.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Feel good.
Can you tell he usually plays?
Nice.
Feel good.
That was Feel Good Incorporated.
That was very good. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's someone who usually plays the bass.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you've got that. There you go.
Okay, guitar is being passed across the studio.
Do you want my pen lid?
No.
That kind of hurt to watch.
Yeah, I know. And it's Davo's guitar. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Sorry, guys. There's a little bit of admin going on here.
That's all right. She's getting set up. Now, Davo, this is a lovely guitar. You've had this for a very long time as well.
Yes, I've had this guitar for 15 years.
Okay. There you go. All right. So this is just a few things. Like, tell us what you're going to play us right now.
Well, anyway, here's Wonderwall.
I knew it.
Hang on. We've got a mic issue here.
There we go.
A bit out of tune here.
Did it good, we did it. Back to you. By now you should somehow realize what you gotta do. And I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
And that's it.
Who needs Oasis when you have Tim and Davo?
That is huge.
Sorry.
The new Gallagher brothers. That is incredible there. We fight as much. See, that was Davo can play. She's holding back there. She can play.
We always knew she could. That she was just stayed humble.
There we go.
A little bit chuffed.
Thank you.
Our examinator, Ava.
I don't think the term is examinator.
Yeah, you're an examinator.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think exams are usually a direct competition like this, but Davo definitely won.
100%. Just absolutely knocked that exam out of the park.
Imagine if I was like, nah, those four first little notes of Lose Yourself by Eminem really sold
me. Pretty funny, though.
I don't think you understand how competitive I am and how much that meant to me to win.
All right, well, we are going to be cramming agriculture and horticulture a little bit later, so if you can get the guitar in that, I think you're in a good spot.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I want to know, what's your claim to fame?
Ooh.
Those stories that you will always bring up at a dinner party, you know, something that you really feel strongly about.
Claim to fame. I mean, it's kind of in the theory of like, oh, I was on the news, you know. I was waiting at the front of Justin Bieber's hotel when he was young and, you know, the project spoke to me.
Like, well, of course, my claim to fame is being on the news, on Channel 9 News, for getting my bum out, flashing the train up in Darwin.
Again, yes. Well, again, is it a claim to fame if it's not like that could be anyone's butt,
yeah,
you know?
But that's, I'm bringing it up at the dinner party because it's my claim to fame. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, all right.
Do you have a claim to fame?
I mean, me and my best mate, we think it's like we're involved in a moment that's very well viewed. So we went to like, you know, WWE, WWF.
Mm-hmm.
Their like grand final is this thing called WrestleMania. And in like 2017, we've been watching it since we were 10 years old. We were like, let's save up. Let's go. Two best mates. We went, and during one of the wrestlers who made a return, the Hardy Boys from like the late 90s, early 2000s, they hadn't been wrestling for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when their music hit, my best mate jumped up on the chair and he's freaking out. And I've kind of got my hands over my mouth like, oh, my God. And that video is the most viewed video that the WWE has. And it's like at this particular, like there's like we're there for 3 seconds and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like no one would be like, oh, yeah. But it's like, oh, no, yeah, all right, if you squint your eyes, and you go, yeah, there is Tim's head there.
But I think the part of the claim to fame thing is that, you know, it's important to you. And 100%, that's what's important.
100%.
My mum actually has a very big claim to fame, which is why we are talking about it today.
Yeah.
Because, of course, we are giving away Akadaka tickets.
We are big ticket energy.
And my mum, when she was young, in her early 20s, used to hang out with Bon Scott.
Well, that's Brian Johnson. I should have said that. So is it? That's still Brian. Damn it.
Oh, well.
That's all right. You can't win them all. But Bon Scott, initial front man for AC/DC,
mm-hmm.
You know, high voltage, getting around at TNT. So she was hanging out with Bon Scott.
Yeah, so apparently Bon Scott married her bestie when they were in their early 20s.
Right.
And they were married for a short amount of time. Apparently Bon Scott used to come to our house and play in our garage.
That's
and
crazy.
With his first band before it became AC/DC. Very cool claim to fame.
That's proper.
I know, it's a proper one.
That's a real good one.
Started with that one.
You and I, it's I hate myself now.
No. I want to hear our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners' claim to fame. Are you in a famous YouTube video?
Yeah.
Did you get your bum out on the news?
Did Bon Scott marry you? You know.
You know.
The Holy Triangle. Is it somewhere in there? One that I think people, I get a lot, is like, I can't believe you work with Cameron Lee. Here at the
That's
radio
amazing.
Station. And it's like, yeah. Like, you've been here a month. Yet to meet him.
Yet to meet. I've never seen him.
I've been here just over 3 years. I'm hoping to meet him. You know, I think, fingers crossed, maybe we can meet him at the same time. That'd be nice. But some people have called up Dave-O on 52232955 with some claim to fame. Jolene in Torquay, what's your claim to fame?
Well, when I was a little girl, so about 1977, we were living over in Texas. My mum and dad were working on horse ranches. And I was nursed by Lynn Anderson, who sang I Never Promised You a Rose Garden.
Okay, we got a bit of that here. I never promised you a rose garden. There we go.
And funny enough, when Robert Redford died, my mum rang me and said, oh, I never told you, I spoke to him on the phone when we were at King's Ranch. He was such a lovely bloke. And I was like, oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Yeah. He was really nice.
That is full on.
That's very cool. You were held by Lynn Anderson as a baby.
Yeah.
Well,
that would have been 1977.
There we go, Lynn. That is absolutely a claim to fame. We are up and about. Similar to that as well, my father-in-law, he was in a Olivia Newton-John video clip. They needed someone with a firearm license to do something, and he got to meet Olivia Newton-John, and he was the person. And he's like, she's so lovely. It's like a family story in my wife's family. It's so cool.
That is a brilliant claim to fame.
Yeah, Beck in Port Arlington's giving us a call as well. Beck, you've got an absolute ripper.
Yes. We met Crowded House down at Port Arlington Beach.
Just crazy.
Yeah, I know. I was probably about 15 and they had this cool convertible black Cadillac and they rode our horse. We had our horse down there at the time. So
very cool.
They hopped on our horse and rode him and we were all in the video. So They actually filmed it down at Port Arlington Beach. And then I got to get in their car and they come up to our house. I invited them to come up and then they met my mum and dad. And I'm like, Mum and Dad, this is from the house. And they're like, who?
That is so crazy. It was very cool.
Beck, sound just as excited today as you would have on the day it happened. That's amazing.
It was fun.
Oh, I'm jealous. I don't even think I was born. That sounds like a good time, Beck. Absolutely.
It was.
Incredible. That's crazy.
Crowded House is a massive one.
That's huge. Awesome stuff. That is a proper... I mean, now mine and yours claim to fame, so they're just spitting sprinkles. Yeah,
we don't need to bring them up.
That's all right. We've still got time.
It's Tim and Davo.
Just mentioning before, Davo, sun's out. So lovely. Hopefully this spring is going to sprang pretty soon. Summer's going to get here. Perfect barbecue weather.
Oh, yeah. There is nothing better than the good old traditional Aussie barbecue.
Yeah. You were just saying to me in the Rihanna song there that you would never cook one for yourself, but you love a barbecue. Like, you would never make one at home.
No. I'm not cooking a barbecue for one.
Yeah. Oh, man. Before I met my wife, I was barbecuing for one most nights.
I live in an apartment. You know? It's not.
If you break a window, I reckon that'd be totally
cooking
fine.
Cooking a sizzle steak on a fry pan is the saddest thing you could do. You don't want that.
Unfortunately, I agree. Mm. But something un-Australian is about to happen because, would you say a barbecue, like, just to get a heap of snags, that's a pretty cheap eat, right?
Absolutely.
It's about to be hit with proper inflation. So sausage prices are on the rise. Those giant multi-packs, the family packs, they're starting to get well above $10+. And people are worried because sausages were meant to be the base level. You go, hey, at the end of the day, even if we've got sausages, mm-hmm. they're cheap, they fill a lot of bellies, they're great, Aussies love them.
Let's marinate with this for a minute. That's not good. That is bad news. The stakes couldn't be higher.
No.
Tim, we love a barbecue here in Australia. Don't. Come back.
I'm coming back. I feel like sometimes when I'm doing the show with you, I'm hanging out with Dad. And that's nice.
You didn't
that's
like
nice.
That.
You just acting like
you prefer your jokes medium rare. I get it.
Can I go away again?
Sorry.
Sorry. You're acting like a bit of a pork chop.
Oh,
so it's fun. I see what you're saying. A lot of people are just, for lack of a better word, and pardon my French, pretty shitty that this is going to happen to sausages. The cost of living pressures, they're pretty high. You think, at least in summer, we can just have barbecues at least once a week. It's a cheap eat. Bread, sausage, onion, sauce, whatever.
Mate, it's bun-believable.
I saw your face. You weren't listening. That's the worst one. All the other ones
Look,
fit.
Let's get out of here.
Unbelievable. I draw the line at unbelievable.
I'll see you around like a rissole.
Get out. This is not a way to handle cost of living pressures, Davo.
Sorry.
You're lashing out with humour, and it's hilarious, but it's not okay.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.